72. O thou true friend, read in the school of God the lessons of the Spirit, and learn from love's teacher the innermost truths. Seek out the secrets of heaven and tell of the overflowing grace and favour of God. Although to acquire the sciences and arts is the greatest glory of mankind, this is so only on condition that man's river flow into the mighty sea and draw from God's the ancient source of his inspiration. When this cometh to pass, then every teacher is as a shoreless ocean, every pupil a prodigal fountain of knowledge. If, then, the pursuit of knowledge lead to the beauty of him who is the object of all knowledge, how excellent that goal! But if not, a mere drop will perhaps shut a man off from flooding grace, for with learning cometh arrogance and pride, and it bringeth on error and indifference to God. The sciences of today are bridges to reality. If then they lead not to reality, naught remains but fruitless illusion. By the one true God, if learning be not a means of access to him, the most manifest, it is nothing but evident loss. It is incumbent upon thee to acquire the various branches of knowledge, and to turn thy face toward the beauty of the manifest beauty, that thou mayst be a sign of saving guidance amongst the peoples of the world, and a focal centre of understanding in this sphere from which the wise and their wisdom are shut out, except for those who set foot in the kingdom of lights and become informed of the veiled and hidden mystery, the well-guarded secret.